From my Cave podcast program, here are interviews for Batman Death in the Family. Usually, remakes don't go well. God knows we've seen a few of those. Not the case here. Bruce Greenwood voices Batman with a stellar group of actors and a solid script. And this is Sci-Fi Talk, the podcast on how sci-fi, fantasy, horror, and comics help us explore our humanity. Let's begin to look at one of the boldest comic stories in animated form. Batman, Death in the Family. Speaking of Brandon Brietti, here he is with Bruce Greenwood and what to expect in Batman, Death in the Family.
That it can go places you wouldn't imagine, which you can fairly say about any of the prior iterations of this, but this goes in many directions.
I might add to that too. I think, you know, through our advertising, we've shown there is a connection to a movie we made 10 years ago, Batman Under the Red Hood. But there is so much more. It was very hard to put together promotional material for Batman Death in the Family without giving things away. So we definitely kind of leaned into some of the Under the Red Hood material in our promotional stuff. But there's a lot of new stuff. I think that's what I want everybody to know is you got to pick up the Blu-ray and make the choices that the fans got to make so many years ago in the comics. You get to make other choices for whether Jason Todd lives or dies and see where that takes him. And it'll take him a lot of different places than we saw him go in Under the Red Hood. So there's a lot of surprises in store that we could not tease. And I hope everybody will enjoy those.
There is more on Batman Death in the Family from The Cave on Sci-Fi Talk. How hard was it to do this Choice Your Adventure to write and direct? And would you like to see more?
It's extremely difficult to plan out. In addition to the branching, it wasn't just straight ahead writing. It was also connecting to Under the Red Hood. We told such a great story there from Judd Winnick, who wrote the original story for the comics, who wrote the script for the movie that I directed. And it was a great sort of launch pad story for a lot of the new material in Batman Death in the Family. So I tried to kind of use some of that material because it's familiar. A lot of fans have already seen it. That's a beloved story in DC history now. The movie did well, and I know a lot of people have seen it. So I wanted to just like kind of, you know, jump off of those things that you might remember and then take you in entirely new directions based on some of that knowledge. There's a lot of stuff planned into this story that is definitely more rewarding if you're deeply familiar with the Batman universe and specifically Batman Under the Red Hood. So having to track all of that material, all of, you know, the knowledge I've learned as a fan and as a maker of Batman stories over the years, trying to employ all of that knowledge, put it into these branching stories so that there's a lot of Easter eggs along the way, a lot of history that is touched on, was pretty difficult. So I was writing and editing simultaneously. I didn't quite have the freedom to just go straight ahead and write. I was literally editing the movie as I was writing it. So that was very challenging, but I do hope to make more of these. I really, really want people to pick up this Blu-ray. I really tried to make this a really entertaining new experience for people. And I really hope that this will launch a lot of new movies where we can expand and go further. There's a limited number of choices here, but if this proves to be a really popular story for a lot of people, we'll get to do more. So I really hope people will pick up that Blu-ray, enjoy making those choices, let Warner Brothers know you want more so that I can keep making these. We can all get together and make more of these.
Bruce Greenwood and Vincent Martella on returning to this new version as Batman and Jason Todd.
10 years of you know, talking more than I should has lowered my voice already. So it was just trying to find that timbre, I guess. But having said that, it was 10 years later, and then, you know, your body changes, and, you know, we sort of just rolled with those changes. But I also want to say something about the opportunities that Brandon couldn't take advantage of in writing, admittedly, however many endings and alleyways there are. When you're writing, you're imagining dozens and dozens of things. So the opportunity for future iterations of this kind of interaction is so huge, because all the things you throw away that you wish you could have put in, just because there isn't the space for them, if this format delivers the way we think it will, it opens a universe that's exponentially bigger.
Yeah, I obviously agree with what Bruce said, and too, just when we did Under the Red Hood, as Brandon was saying earlier, luckily fans really, really enjoyed that story and really enjoyed that experience. And I know I enjoyed the part that I had in it and being able to play Jason Todd. So even just getting the call, knowing that I was going to get to not only play this character again, but play Jason Todd in a lot of different ways that I didn't get to explore the character in Under the Red Hood. Like, this was a really, really cool opportunity for me to explore new parts of him and to show the audience more of who he is and who he could become. And so it was just an exciting experience altogether, I felt like, just as an actor too, to get to really do more with this character. And I had a great time. I think people are really going to respond to it, for sure.
Zara Fazel on voicing the different nuances of Talia Ghul, which is a slightly different version than the first option you would do of the same scene, completely changes the context of the outcome in this make-your-choice kind of movie.
That's kind of a spoilerific question, isn't it? I would say you see Talia in a couple different circumstances in this film, and it was such fun to come up with... how do I answer this question without talking about the plot? I'm sorry in advance, Brandon. I will say, in one set of circumstances, there's more of an element. Talia is a cool customer and she is always in control. I will say that in one set of circumstances, she's a bit more in control than she is in the other. And so finding that, how is a character who's always in control, what does it mean when that control starts to waver? So that to me was that the little nuance of difference in kind of two of the sides I get to play of her.
Here is Brandon Vietti on finding those different outcomes.
There were some that I think came right to me. And then there were some, I think, as I was kind of going back through and rereading old books and stuff, some of my favorite material, new ideas were forming along the way. So, like I said, I've been very lucky to get to work on a ton of different Batman stories, from, Bruce Timm's run on Batman to Lego Batman to Batman the Brave and the Bold. There's so many different Batman stories we've been able to tell at Warner Brothers Animation over the years. And I've been a fan before that. I collected Batman Detective Comics. All of that just kind of flooded into my head for this. Like, what can I pull? What can I take from the Batman history? How can I turn our audience's knowledge of that kind of upside down, defy expectations, kind of represent things, but in an entirely different and unexpected way, so that the journey feels familiar but different and surprising, and might even inform some of your original knowledge, your original understanding of Batman's history or Jason Todd's history. How can I, respect what came before, and maybe get your knowledge about it a little bit deeper, a new appreciation about how things are in the DC universe as they are today. How can I do all of that by exploring these tangent timelines and, trying to get deeper into the characters through these highly unusual circumstances? I think those are great character explorations, but of course you can't deny who the character is or change who the character is. It's more interesting to, maintain who these characters are, but explore what might happen to them under entirely different circumstances. So I hope people will like, a lot of that history that is included in these stories.
There's more of The Cave and my look at Batman Death in the Family. Back on Batman Death in the Family here on The Cave. Here is writer and director Brandon Vietti on the balance of story and making those choices we make as viewers.
With the choices, I really tried to develop choices that put put Jason Todd specifically at a real crossroads in his life. So I think that still provides a lot of freedom to the audience. It's hard. I think just giving the choice is the freedom. So I don't think I was focusing too much on the audience so much as I was the character. I wanted these choices to be rooted in, strong directions for the character, strong life-changing events happening where the decisions are not yes or no. They're much deeper. These are life-altering decisions that you'll have to make along the way, and you'll have to think about them. So to me, that was really the hard part of the writing, was coming up with these decisions that are very deep, then coming up with repercussions from these choices that are unexpected. Because that was, I think, my number one thing through going into this branch narrative interactive experience, was I didn't want to just present go left or go right. It had to be much deeper than that. You had to like really think about making the choice and then see that your choices don't always lead to where you think they're going to go. So making the outcomes unexpected and making the choices deep, I think, is such an important part of the storytelling process to, really help you connect deeper with the characters. The story had to surpass the gimmick, so to speak. And again, that was my attempt to, again, draw people into this interactive experience. I really hope, people enjoy these decisions and these outcomes.
Bruce Greenwood on how he prepped for returning as Batman.
Well, I was woefully ignorant of the superior Batmans that had come before, and in a way, it was lucky, because I didn't realize how much I had to live up to. So I was just preparing for the character as I saw him, and it wasn't until later that I realized how many sort of seminal performances had been iterated by other voice actors. And so there are no comparisons in my mind, because I just had the good sense not to go there, because I think it would have really, I would have struggled a little bit, frankly, trying to evoke certain aspects of other people's performances that are maybe not organic to who I am, So, and originally talking with Tim and dialing in timbre and tone and that kind of thing, I was being guided by them as well. So it wasn't as though I came in with something that was immovable at all. I came in with some pretty mushy clay, and they went, it's not that shape. No, it's a different shape. Try this and, get here, get there, get wherever you need to drift into. They helped me find that. So that was a really collaborative process.
Vincent Martella on the many shifts of Jason Todd due to this make your choice kind of movie.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that was definitely a large part of the process when recording the film. And Brandon was really helpful with that. So was Wes Gleason, who was helping me while I was in the booth and voice directing me. And Brandon did a really fine job, as he was, discussing in a question earlier, of this map that he's created to lay out what all these choices mean for all the characters. And, when I got into record, he showed me that with, all these different branches and what all these decisions will mean for the character, and showed me a lot of the art that he had already had for, how the character aesthetically will change. And then it was a matter of making sure that, every one of those choices and how that shapes Jason Todd going forward is reflected in the performance, and staying true to that, that specific version of him throughout that entire storyline, not, falling back into sounding, no, that sounds too much like, this specific storyline we were exploring earlier in the day when we were recording, and not falling into those things. And, I'd be lying if I said I was doing it perfectly the whole time. I certainly wasn't. It was definitely a team effort to make sure and keep me on track. That, in a way, is really exciting and really cool, because it's super rare to get a chance to play a character in this many different ways. And even just when Brandon showed me all the art of all the different types of Jason Todd I was going to get to play, I got so excited. I was so, so excited. Just because I knew so little about how this was all going to look in the interactive element and what that meant for what I was going to be seeing until I got in on the day and, you know, we started talking about it. And so I got more and more excited seeing every version of Jason Todd that I was going to get to play. Because just as, you know, a fan of animation and a fan of being a part of DC Comics, it was really exciting to get to play some of these versions of Jason Todd. That's really, really cool. So just my own excited way, I really enjoyed it, yeah.
Zara Fazel, what stands out to her about Talia?
I think Talia and Bruce Wayne are very, very similar people, and that's probably why they get along the way they do. I think that she is very much a team builder, and she is, you know, as a member of the League of Assassins, with the weight of her father's legacy, of Ra's al Ghul's legacy, what I always think about when I think of Talia is, what does it mean to, when you are the successor of something that grand, what do you do to make your own mark on it? How are you different? Do you feel like you have something to prove? So these things are kind of in the back of my head when I think about Talia, and certainly when I approached her in this, in Batman Death in the Family. I think, you know, she's obviously very powerful and very intelligent, but I think there's this desire to create whatever the next thing is going to be, to go a step further than her father. And so that to me comes to mind when I think about her. It's like building her own legacy and building her own team.
Bruce Greenwood, Vincent Martella, and Brandon Vietti on the themes on this choose your outcome kind of movie. And one of these, to me, has to be family.
No, I think for me, something that I've been, you know, just one of the major themes of the story, and I guess this is always relevant, not just right now, but it's just the trauma and experience you get from your family, because better or worse, all these people involved are sort of a family in ways. And, you know, especially between Bruce and Jason Todd, you know, these mistakes that his father figure makes and the mistakes that, you know, his son, for lack of a better word, are making really, really impact them going forward. And that's, you know, a huge theme in the movie. And so I think, I mean, always, you know, you learn as you, especially with Jason Todd becoming an adult, you start realizing your parents are people and, you know, they make mistakes, honest mistakes, just like you. And all of a sudden you have to realize, oh, wow, this thing that they, you know, my parents downloaded onto me, this, you know, I now have to carry because, you know, they've given me their problems. And so I guess not specifically right now, but kind of always in the sense of, you know, coming to those realizations. That's something that Jason Todd is certainly facing the whole time. And I think so is Bruce throughout this picture.
Maybe a simple way to say it is that choices matter. And the choices that we're given the opportunity to make in a moment where you can't see the larger landscape, you can't imagine the outcome, you're still projecting some kind of outcome. Otherwise you wouldn't have made that choice. But so those choices really matter, and they're really dangerous, and you can never know. And in a way, it reflects what we all go through all the time, is that nothing is guaranteed. Nothing is given. Nothing is forever. And we better do our level best to figure out to land on the choice that is the best is too simple a word, but that is the most right, the most human.
You know, going into this too, I think again with the, you know, very fortunate history I've had working with the Batman universe, psychology is deeply rooted in Batman's world and Batman's characters. His villains in particular are very grounded. They're not always about big superpowers. That it's there's a lot of criminal psychology involved. A lot of villains born of tragedies that have led them down dark paths. Batman himself is born of tragedy, and you know, I think he's so appealing as a character because of his strength to overcome that history of tragedy. And you know, coping with those tragedies, I think it's hard to ignore that anymore. I grew up with superhero shows that and books that, you know, can cartoonify that criminal psychology. And you know, I think there's also sometimes on the hero side, a tendency to sometimes have heroes be able to brush off tragedy and get past it and just get back in the saddle and keep riding. You know, it's sort of an old hero kind of concept. And I think things are deeper now. And I think everybody knows that. I think these themes, you know, to the point of the question, are just laid bare and out there every day. In news headlines and in the world around us, in our friends and our family, these sorts of psychological issues are more well known, appreciated now, and you can't cartoonify this stuff anymore. There's a responsibility in portraying it, and so you know, I think with this story, with Death in the Family, I leaned into the horror of it because I wanted to have people feel the consequences of these, you know, dark choices, dark paths that people face. I enjoy horror. There's definitely entertainment in horror for some people, not everybody, but look, I tried to also use it not just as, you know, an excuse to put blood on screen. I didn't want to pull punches, so that when you feel a character going down a dark path and you see the outcome of that, it's more visceral. You feel it more. So I was trying to use horror in a way to kind of deepen the impact of the consequences of the character's outcomes and your choices along the way. And then also there are themes in here of mental health, of healing. To contrast with what's going on. I tried to make sure that counterbalance was there. There are demonstrations of stories and themes that demonstrate, I think, good mental health practices. And then there are stories that demonstrate not so good mental health practices. So all of that is, you know, it's a root, it's the anchor of a lot of, you know, big fantastic superhero action. I really tried to play that contrast well so that it doesn't get too topical and overly overwrought with feeling stuff, you know, so it goes both ways. I wanted to make sure I didn't ignore that. I didn't want to cartoonify any psychological issues. I wanted to try to handle it as best I could in the presentation here.
Batman Death in the Family is available wherever you get your content. If you get the Blu-ray, you gotta get the download option too. You can take it anywhere. You are in control with Sci-Fi Talk Plus. You create your own playlist from over 1,000 podcast episodes and exclusive videos from your favorite movies and television. With the Mix 100 podcast series, it's based on your downloads, so you control the choices that make the list. With Ask Me Anything, you can tell me what you want out of your subscription. I'll customize it, especially for you. The price, an affordable $5 a month, with a 17% savings on a yearly subscription. You control what you listen to with Sci-Fi Talk Plus. Enrollment? No problem. Click on the link in the show notes, and not to mention you get a free trial period too. The audio adventure is just beginning on Sci-Fi Talk Plus. This is Tony Tolotto for the Cave podcast series on Sci-Fi Talk. Thanks so much for listening.